Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Florian, Innaloo, Wanneroo, and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Wembley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Wembley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
All right, roll call time. Katie Lamb.
Present.
Leechy, the anchor, here. Joel, our producer.
Present.
Andrew Wembley. Has he done it again?
Wow.
Andrew Wembley, two
you know
dates.
What? You know what? We've got Xavier Ellis.
Yes!
Yes!
He's made it.
We've got my lord. An
actual professional.
I know. Wow. But Embers is playing a different game to us.
Oh, totally.
We're still lining up coming to work, and I've come twice today.
Twice.
The fact that you even
said yes to this is crazy.
Like, Embers has had a 2-week holiday when it comes to it at the end of the week.
I know sometimes Embers gets a lot of, you know, flack about not being the brightest tool in the shed.
Yep.
That's not even the saying.
Could be sharpest.
That is the smartest thing anyone has ever done. Yep. And all I want to say is I'm proud, say the least.
I'm proud.
Disappointed not to have thought of it myself. But
well,
anyway.
I did ask him to spit in my face and let me get COVID too. But
He did text me. So when our boss said, could you do it? I said, I need to speak to my wife. She's at work, obviously. And I mean, I haven't seen her for a year. So chances are pretty low. Anyway, she came home. Before I'd even written back, yes, no worries, Embers wrote, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Oh, my. If he thinks, because we've got a footy game to do Good Friday. Mm.
Yeah, that's
Zave,
a tough one because that's extra cash.
That's like, right.
Mate, you know Embers and Cashies. He will be flying.
So if he ends up
he'll play the pregame with the kids again and then call.
I think we're going to have to lock the door and not let him in, but we'll see what happens.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Wembley and Katie Lamb.
Today, Xavier Ellis, radio professional, is joining us because Andrew Wembley has got the spicy cough. Oh, poor thing.
Does he know you don't have to quarantine for 2 weeks these days?
No, I don't think he does, but I mean, he's going to take every little bit of meterage he can. What's the longest you've had to wait for something?
Well, the people of Mandurah are super exciting.
Yeah.
They're excited because the recreation centre, the Mandurah Aquatic and Recreation Centre's indoor pool roof has finally been replaced. It's been fixed, and this has been a 3-year wait.
3 years.
3 years they haven't been able to go in and go for a swim because of this maintenance, right? So finally the roof has been replaced. Everyone's up and about because they're just dying to, you know, train for the Roto swim.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know. And anyway, so finally they're thinking, great, when can we, you know, go in for a swim? You know, it's hot. The beach too far away for many. And now they're like, oh, sorry, we're actually not opening it because now we need to do maintenance on the pool's tiles.
Oh, come on.
Imagine waiting 3 years and then finally you're like, finally, this is something great in Mandurah.
And the tile, I love Mandurah.
Yeah, so do I.
I mean, the Crab Fest.
That's about all I've got. But, you know, now they need to wait for the bloody tiles in the pool. And they said, oh, sorry, we couldn't. Like, it's like, do that during. But they said, sorry, we can't because of the scaffolding. This is ridiculous. And that is a long wait.
Show a tiler enough of that. They'll do it under any sort of scaffolding.
Embers will do it, Cash.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, a shout out to my nan. It's been 7 long years. She's still fighting. Just, I reckon my name might be on that wheel. when the UFC came to Perth, we had a little shortcut to get tickets. That if you sign up to be a UFC member, $100, got a T-shirt, but then you got thrown to the front of the queue.
Right.
So I paid the $100, ordered my T-shirt, logged in to get my tickets, was already sold out, and 6 months later, the T-shirt rocked up.
6 months later.
6 months for a UFC T-shirt.
Nah.
And it was so big, it fit me perfectly.
It was snug, if anything.
Yeah.
How long have you had to wait for something, Matthews in Cottesloe? Hello?
We've been waiting for just over 3.5 years for a house to be built.
Oh. COVID times?
Yeah, COVID didn't help. We came over from Queensland and came over to the sunny state of WA, and my wife was super duper looking forward to it. And then these lovely people, I won't mention their name because we'll get in trouble.
Correct.
But we said, okay, we'll get into a house. It'll take, you know, a year to build. We thought, yep, we'll be up for that. And then we just waited and waited and waited, and kind of getting a bit sick of that. And there's all people in the same boat, unfortunately. But yeah, it's been a while.
Matthew, are they still poking away at it, or have they just put the fence up and said we'll return?
Yeah. No, they're poking at it, and they sort of all say, like, oh, no, we'll get it done, and then you wait a week, and they might come and, you know, do one little job. It takes 5 minutes, and then wait another week if you want to do something.
Is your house a castle? Like, why is it?
No,
filthy rich, Matthew? Because send us some money.
Matthew's rich.
Matthew's had trouble to get on the 13th bedroom.
Yeah, he's just hiding it right now.
Matthew from Cottesloe, no more. Let's go to Shannon from Wanneroo. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's the longest you've had to wait for something?
I'm currently in the process of helping my son. He was in a car accident back in June of 2022, and we are still waiting for it all to be finalised, and it's sat in the tow yard storage lot for 15-plus months.
Wait, what's been
the car has?
The car has. The car got towed.
Oh. Yes.
And
15 months.
Over 15 months.
Yep.
And the accident was June 2022.
Oh my lord.
How is the son? Yeah. How's the son out of interest? Is he okay?
Oh yeah, yep, yep. Okay. He was the very front car, which is sweet.
Yeah.
He was two cars, and of course he didn't listen to his mummy when his mummy said, make sure you go and get your car insurance.
Because
mum's no right.
Yeah.
So of course two insurance companies and then uninsured person. But thankfully, he has me as his mum.
He has mummy.
Absolutely, yeah, Shannon.
He's got mummy.
All right, let's go to Carson in Kingsley. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Really well. What's the longest you've had to wait for something?
I had to wait 11 years.
What? For what?
So when I was 12 years old, last day of school holidays, I snuck off to the skate park and face planted on the quarter pipe and knocked out my front adult tooth and 13 baby teeth.
Oh, wow.
And turns out you can't get an implant till your jaw's fully finished growing. So I had to go from year 6 of primary school through to when I was 22 years old to get my proper implant done. So I'd wear plates with a little fake tooth and stitch up.
Oh, Carson.
Carson, how often did it fall out and start? I had a mate that had a tooth and it'd end up in the bottom of his beer most nights. He'd be like, oh, not again. How much trouble did it give you, Carson?
It was more of a nuisance for other people because I'd drop it out and scare little kids at the shops and wind up parents. And
that's
after
perfect.
A few beers, you'd start dropping it out for a laugh. But then, I finally got the implant at 22. So I was pretty
That's good at Halloween when you're trick-or-treating and you just come up to the front door and go, oh, what's going on here?
What AFL team do you barry for?
Go Collingwood.
Just go to Kyle in Morley. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, really well. Longest you've had to wait for something?
Yeah, longest I've had to wait is about 10 months while the wife's pregnant for the deed.
Oh!
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, you can't do the deed straight after anyway, right?
Yeah, even longer.
Yeah, so it's even longer.
I mean, I had LB 3 years ago.
Still waiting?
I've got
three kids, so times it by three.
Yeah, it's been grim.
That slows things down.
Grim time.
Certainly slows things down.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Usually we do the midweek footy report with Embers, but he's not here. So instead you get a little intro where I build you up thanks to Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier. Thanks, Dollar. Here's his receipts.
Xavier Ellis. All right, I'm in.
You're in.
By this stage, Embers has already lost his bit of paper and can't work out what he's meant to be talking about.
You know,
but too well.
Now, a big 24 hours in AFL football, and unfortunately for the game, not based around the talents of the players on the field. MP Andrew Wilkie in Parliament tabled some stuff around the drugs code in AFL. We've got a little bit of audio of Andrew Wilkie there.
If there are drugs in their system, the player is often asked to fake an injury. They're advised to lie about their condition. While the results of the off-the-book tests are kept secret and never shared with Sports Integrity Australia or WADA. This isn't just a Melbourne problem. It's an AFL problem, with multiple players coming to Melbourne from other teams with pre-existing cocaine dependencies, more than suggesting that drug testing workarounds are in fact commonplace elsewhere in the AFL.
So this was directed at Melbourne because the Melbourne doctor had spoken up and said this was going on in the background. So what's being claimed is that, say, a player has a drug issue or has had a night on a Saturday night that they may have dabbled in some sort of illicit drug. They've come to the football club and said, oh, hang on, I'm not sure if I'm good to go on the weekend because, of course, with the AFL, illicit drugs Monday to Friday, that's the strike stuff. And then if you're caught with that in your system on a Saturday, Sunday, that's where you get the 4 years. So
right.
They've gone to the doctors and said, oh, I assume the doctors or the club, and said, I've had a weekend. I don't know whether I'm going to be clear or whatever. Gone and done some tests. And the tests have come back, I'm sure, at times positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so the doctors have no other way to do it. They're not going to play Russian roulette with WADA, who's going to test. So the claim is players have been pulled and there's been listed as injuries as opposed to couldn't play due to substances being in their system, allegedly from the weekend. Simon Goodwin, so this was directed at Melbourne. Simon Goodwin this morning spoke.
This is new information and this policy has been in place for a long time. So this is, as I said all along, this is an AFL policy. It's got nothing to do with our doctor, our ex-club doctor. This is an AFL-wide thing. So I think we need to get to the bottom of it through the AFL, and then we can have some more information going forward.
So it'd be naive to think that the issue was isolated at Melbourne. That'd be completely naive. It'd be at 18 clubs in the land. It's a society issue, the drug stuff.
So how do the AFL drug systems actually work?
Yeah, it's a good question because a lot of people get a little bit confused by how it's set up. So they're under WADA, the AFL, which is the same as the Olympics, the NRL, etc. So they are set to the exact same standard as any Olympian would be in Paris coming up.
Yeah.
And that is where we saw Smith just test positive last year. That is the 4 years or the 2 years that you go through, and that's virtually career over, that sort of stuff. But the policy that Simon Goodwin was talking about there, that's the AFL going above and beyond. And they've added this on for many a years. When I was playing, I still remember being done at school. I was in year 12, and the testers came and got me at school to be tested for illicit drugs. So this is set up for the health of the players, being the social issue of drugs and illicit drugs. So they don't get a free hit with three strikes.
Yeah.
If they are caught game day like an Olympian on their game day with this drug in their system, goodbye, Irene, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, gotcha.
But if you're caught independently by the AFL's program Monday to Friday or in the off-season or whatever it is, you get a strike. And that's the strike system that we hear. So the AFL players don't get three goes at being caught get another Monday to Friday they do, which technically they don't have to do. If the AFL players all voted against it, we don't want to do this policy anymore, we're done, then they're not losing the standard that every other league has. So they're above and beyond. But it is interesting. It's a bit deceptive. People are saying that these drug tests have been taken and then hidden from supporters, members. Why isn't Xavier Ellis playing? He didn't have a hamstring on Thursday, and now he's got a hamstring on Friday.
Gotcha, yeah.
So that's where it's getting a bit murky. Some are saying it's going to be as big as the Essendon case. I don't think so. I think the doctors are in a sticky situation. They're as a, you know, the privacy of a medical person with a test. I mean, what do they want to put in the newspaper? Xavier Ellis out cocaine.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. So it's an interesting time. Plenty more to fall from this story. Other clubs are going to get involved. Again, the AFL under the pump. They're unapologetic. They're not apologising for it all, saying, no, these secret tests we endorse to stop people from making the major mistake on the weekend. Yep. So plenty of news to come.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
A while ago, Zave, there was a woman who lined up 2 hours for a sandwich in Netherlands.
In Netherlands?
2 hours. Oh, I think it's called like Mortadella.
Something like that. Mortadelli or something?
Yeah, Mortadelli.
Yeah, Mortadelli.
Sounds like you're local, yeah. You sounded that out.
I used to live in Netherlands in a share house, but that place was not around. Anyway, 2 hours for a sandwich. That's quite excessive,
that's long,
no?
Very long.
So anyway, we threw it out there and we sort of said, how long have you lined up for something? You know, people were calling through about Krispy Kremes, lined up for 4 hours for one free donut.
Can you remember when they used to bring the Krispy Kremes back from over east?
Yeah. Yes.
And the overhead of the plane used to be luggage and Krispy Kreme. Yeah. That was it.
Oh, that was like back in the day. Love that. Anyway, so Emerson was saying a story about how Yochi, you know that frozen yogurt place, is in Leederville. So everyone's going crazy about this Yochi place. It's just frozen yogurt and apparently it tastes amazing. Mm. I haven't been there yet. But he was saying how his daughter Autumn was lining up for ages to go and get this Yochi. Anyway, a couple of days later, I received a message from Yochi and said, oh, hello, I heard you talking about Yochi on the radio.
Nice.
And we really appreciate it. So if you download the Yochi app, I'll top up your credit so that you and your daughter can go get free Yochi.
Hello.
And I was like, well, it was Embers talking and it was his daughter.
Yeah.
I actually don't have a singular child. Got two dogs.
Yeah.
They might like it.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I was just like, you know, I wrote back and I was
like,
I said hello, like, you know, to be completely honest, me and my daughter would love free Yochi. And they said, no worries, they've topped up my account and I'm going to go and I'm going to get two free Yochi.
Oh.
And thanks for having me. You know what I mean?
Wait, what's it called again?
Yochi.
Oh, the Yochi in Leaderville is the best place I've Zane Bell should endorse that place anytime.
And your sons really want to go too.
Ted, Albie, Jimmy, Smithy, Roger, I've got six. So
you've got six kids.
Give
us
a full top up.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Birds.
Oh, 19, 18.
Nah, 20 to 19.
20, 19 to the South.
Yes.
Wow, it feels weird, Leachy, to say that.
Because last year when we did this for the last 3 weeks of the show, the North romped it in. It was something like 11-4. It was insane how clever the North was. And it was, as we started this year, same thing.
North came out hot again,
didn't
they?
North came out hot. But so it has been a huge fight back.
It's been a huge fight back. And, Zave, we're just trying to find the smarter side of the river, obviously. Super simple. And South, at the moment, it's leading, and that is crazy. We did not see this coming. Representing the North today is Alicia from Dianella. Hello, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Are you going to be able to level the scores again, Alicia?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Confident.
Confidence.
Yeah. Confident.
Confidence is key.
Have you got a PhD, Alicia? Is that what's going on?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just thought. That's all right. representing the South. Wow, they're in front. And it's Jess from Valdivis. Hello, Jess.
Hello.
How are you feeling, Jess, by the way, just being
in
front?
Excited. I've called a few times and tried to get through, but been pipped at the post. Yeah, but anyway,
today's the big day.
Yeah.
Today's the big day.
So, Alicia, your buzzer is North. Jess, your buzzer is South. First of 2 points is the winner and puts a point on the board for the right side of the river. Question one.
Which two teams did Xavier Ellis play AFL for?
North.
North.
South.
North.
North.
I want to say Hawthorne and the Eagles.
Yeah!
Well done.
Thank goodness.
That would have been embarrassing.
No pressure.
All right. Question number two. You're going to have my dulcet tones, lady. So here we go. Question two. A large cargo ship in the US crashed into what yesterday?
South.
The Baltimore Bridge.
Wow. And you know what? Baltimore Bridge. We were just looking for a bridge, but you really just went above and beyond.
Yeah. Nice of you to ask that question on such a tragic incident.
To be fair, it's held up 90% of the news all day.
Yeah, that is true. Okay.
Hello to our newsroom.
Here we go. This is the tiebreaker. Name the partners of Prince William and Prince Harry.
South
for the win.
Meghan and Kate.
Full names, please.
Meghan Markle and Kate Catherine.
I'm sorry, I'm paying that.
Yeah.
You're really paying that.
Okay, that's fine. It was just on the sheet. That's all right.
Everything we needed.
South, and that's big for Leachy to pay it to a South because he's a massive Northie.
Totally hate the South. What are you going to do?
Thank you.
You gotta recognise game sometimes.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Hey, how do we feel about Leachy overruling you too? Are we going to have that little mediation after this?
Yeah, I think our post-show meeting is in order.
No, we'll do that in five.
I'm usually on the South side.
Excuse me. I would love the North to win. It's just that, unfortunately, it's not gone that well the last couple of weeks. Hey, Jess, well done to you.
Well done,
you.
Jess.
You've won yourself a double pass to go to the Good Friday Burnouts, which is happening this weekend at Perth Motorplex. Also, the Great Saturday Speedway is on as well. And that means it is now 21 to 19 ahead of the South. They are flying right now.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
We have Xavier Ellis with us here today, and we are very, very happy and stoked that he is here with us. But there's something that you are very much prepping for tomorrow, Xavier Ellis.
Dave and Michelle's Great Sausage Dash.
And they're racing.
Now, Katie, I don't know how much you're over the top of this, but we had a caller call in, and it was around something that, what's a claim to fame that not many people believe you could do? And a guy called in and said he could beat 50% of dogs in any running race.
50% of dogs. Okay, poor statistic.
And then I, like, screwed it down a little bit, and I thought, well, a sausage dog, people rave about them.
Yeah.
Tiny little legs, sore backs. I said I could smash a sausage dog, no dramas. Anyone, sausage dog backwards, I've got covered. So the bulldog, the pug, they're dead. They're done.
Yep.
But the sausage dog, I thought, would be a real Olympic 100-meter final, toe-to-toe, who gets the chest out first.
Your legs are longer. You're an elite athlete.
Conditioned well.
Conditioned.
Anyway, so it's tomorrow morning, 8:15. Three sausage dogs are coming down. And I did offend the Long Dog Association when I made the comment, a sausage dog's brain 68 grams and their owners aren't much bigger. That sort of set a few off.
Yes.
Anyway, so I've got three dogs tomorrow down at Floriade.
And I imagine their owners are coming with them, who you've offended too.
Correct, yeah, they're coming. They're juicing their dogs up tonight. Yeah, we're not running any sort of WADA regime or anything down at the...
They'll be coming down with massive, like the Hulk sort of dogs.
That was the issue. The first dog that came in was Cobber, and I expected saggy legs and not much to it. Mm. Hadn't been gelded.
Right.
Big thing sitting between the legs. Okay. Powerful.
Testosterone.
I mean, he's going to absolutely smash me early.
He's got five legs when he's running tomorrow.
Well, he's got a beanbag sitting there, which is also dangerous. Anyway, so tomorrow's the big day. It is the big day. My kids are coming down. My wife's coming down. Absolutely no chance. It's going to be a day I'm going to win, and I'm just going to keep running.
One
of those moments, I told you so, I don't need it.
Forrest Gump-like.
Yeah, watch the video.
Yeah.
Get the DVD. I don't need to talk about this. I expected it, and no one's cheering for me other than Sian.
I'm cheering for you.
I'm cheering for you.
A bit of momentum.
No, I'm cheering for you. I just, I personally, for you, and this is just to cover you, but I do think we need to test the dogs for performance-enhancing drugs. I feel you're clean, ish. And, you know, you're more full of beer rather than sort of steroids, I reckon. So,
hardly performance-enhancing.
And sad news for the Dachshund community too. Yeah. Germany, the founders, this morning are going to ban the Dachshund.
What?
Banning it.
Like, as in stop breeding?
Breeding it out.
Oh, good Lord.
Too many injuries on their backs. They're done.
So
it's a big week for the Dachshunds. Germany have cancelled them, and they've found out they can't beat a fat bloke over 40. It's a bad week.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Katie Lamb is here.
Hello.
Leechy here. Embley not here with us today, but that's okay because for the next few minutes we've roped in someone who is pretty darn impressive. A bit of a, I want to say, more than a Perth analogy, let's say. she is going to be appearing on Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars again tonight. It premiered last night. It's on again tonight, 7:30 on 9 and 9 now. It's Renee Bunster from Bunster's Hot Sauces. Hello.
Thanks for having me, guys. I love coming in here.
You are so much better than a Norm Smith medalist. Can I just say that?
Great.
Yeah, I mean, what did they even do?
Exactly.
Come on, Norm. Who's Norm Smith?
He's super boring.
Oh, is that where he is?
Yeah, Norm Smith medalist. Yeah, 2006. Don't watch it.
Oh.
Now, last night, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars, you pitched to Gordon Ramsay. First of all, in person, how is he?
Bloody tall. Okay. He's like a Josh Gallop.
Really?
Massive feet.
Josh was in yesterday, yes.
Yeah. Massive feet.
Well, you know what they say about big feet.
And apparently it's true, too, if you Google it.
Yeah. If you Google
it. He had a mistress.
That's fun.
I did an interview this morning and someone's like, wow, you're like a Gordon Ramsay Wikipedia. You're like a Ramsaypedia. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I know it's the size.
So what did you pitch to him? Talk to us about it.
I actually went in there with my whole range of my cocktails and all of my hot sauces and he only wanted me to pitch the bed.
Yep.
But the producers weren't really clear about that. They were like, oh, you know, why don't you put, like, they set me up basically so that he could yell at me and just go, I just want the bed.
But that's fun though, because we all want to be yelled at by Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. That's all I wanted. Yes. I wanted to be the idiot sandwich person.
He's quite a sweary person. I feel like you would meet him pretty well in the swearing case.
I did.
Yeah,
but I was on my best behaviour because, you know, I didn't want it to just be like, meep, meep, meep,
yeah,
Beep, beep, beep. It's still at 7:30 at night.
He is like a 13-year-old boy with ADD and Tourette's.
Love that.
The way he just bounces in. Yep. Just like, all right, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he sounds a lot like Andrew Embley.
Absolutely. I know. Maybe that's where he is. Maybe Embers is the new Gordon. So he loved the bed, which is your hot sauce, which is amazing, by the way. Everybody here loves it too.
Yay.
And then you are on again tonight and it's a big episode. Ooh. Must watch. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah. I mean, even last night during the pitch. So last night was a bit like Shark Tank, you know, people sort of walking out and going, hi, I make baklava with my mum and I sell it in a tent. And I'm like, I'm so bored. I'm going to go smoke. I don't even smoke, but I just want to go have a smoke to miss this. And but tonight, it's actually a load of excitement.
All right. So massive episode tonight. Don't miss it on Nine. But the last time you were in here, you let us try a whole bunch of your tequila range.
Oh, my God.
And can I just say, best tequila ever. So literally, you genuinely got drunk, which is fun for everyone.
Don't say that to the bosses. Don't say that to the bosses.
Which was a lot. Give us the latest because you've named them all now, haven't you?
And they're actually on sale, so you can go to BunstersWorldwide.com and buy them.
Brilliant. Excellent.
And so what we were grappling with was not getting sued by the Fireball people because of the, you know, we've made a tequila that tastes like Fireball but not like whiskey and disgusting. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't know what to call it. Got four different names for it, so you can go to our site and buy the name you like.
Oh, okay. Love it.
So,
love it.
Okay, I'll run them past you guys.
Yes,
we've got Bonfire, Red Sunset, Cinnabuns. Or Cinnaballs?
I mean...
Cinnaballs.
Yeah, Cinnaballs.
See, this. I asked my Monsters customers and they were like, Cinnaballs!
Cinnaballs. Yes. Yeah, because it's fun to say. We all like St. Paul's.
The 16-year-old boy in me is like, yeah, Cinnaballs, let's go.
Same. The 34-year-old girl in me is...
The other one, we also came up with a plain tequila. So we flavoured them all, but we were like, why don't we just let people drink the actual tequila? And it was like a shit the bed moment. What should we call it? And I was like, let's just call it everything's f***ed.
Sums up the moment.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Like right now, everything's f***ed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Everything's
f***ed. We'll probably get shut down by ABAC for that one. But hey. It'll be a good headline.
How do they get involved again?
BunstersWorldwide.com.
Beautiful. Jump on there. Yeah. Vote on that and you can buy the branded named ones that you want.
We are going to label them to order.
Fantastic.
Because we love doing extra work that we don't need to do. That's just how
Nobody's
we roll.
Nobody's ever worked harder.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
Xavier Ellis is here as well, helping
appearance.
Us out because Andrew Embley can't be bothered getting out of home because he reckons he's got COVID.
No, I can't have that. No. COVID's a serious thing and it's running into a long weekend. I'm not shocked that Embers has had 4 days off.
Exactly.
But, hey, Katie.
Yeah.
Something personal between you and I. Em and I are teetering on the edge, our relationship.
Right,
so
okay.
The other night she decided to sleep at her parents' place. Took the kids, left me one out at home.
Well, that kind of sounds like you have the best sleep ever.
Oh, it's Christmas. Yeah. Six beers, slept like a baby. Yeah. No, what really happened was occasionally Em has to fly north at like 5 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. I'm gone, obviously. The kids need someone in the house, so she'll go stay at the parents'.
Yep.
Anyway, she left her white shirts at home. And I thought, oh, I'll bring them to you. You've got the kids putting them to bed. As I said, had a couple.
Yep.
All of a sudden, ruled out driving. Mm. Can't drive. Mm-hmm. So I got the iron out and I'm ironing away and doing a really good job. Noticed she was missing the top button on both.
Oh.
Might be presenting a bit too much boob at work. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to get to the end of that.
No wonder you got that pay rise.
Yeah, so I thought we got the needle and thread out and put a couple back on. Anyway,
buttons, any buttons for you?
Yeah, or? Right up here. Had trouble breathing yesterday, yeah. Anyway, so I rang an Uber and I've done it 1,000 times at work because I pick up the kids from school and sometimes I'll leave the lunchbox in the car or the school bag in the car, ring an Uber. In the Uber, drop it home, done. So I don't have to get in. So I said, Em, no drums. I'll get an Uber. The shirts will be in the Uber. I'll text you when he's out the front. I go out to the Uber driver, say, mate, easy one for you tonight, two shirts.
Right.
And he goes, no, I don't do that. No. And I was like, what? Yes, you always do it. It's the easiest journey ever.
I didn't even know you could do this, but this is great.
So
okay.
I've done it a million times. Yeah. And he goes, no, I've never been told no in my life. And he goes, I can't take anything. I said, mate, everyone does it. What do you mean? It's perfect. It's easy. And he goes, no. And he pulled up his car, got out, and searched the shirts.
Oh, Oh, okay.
For drugs.
Of course, yeah.
I'd never thought of that in my life.
Me neither, but now I am thinking about it.
Yeah, no. I was like, people have been doing this. I'm trafficking Captain America dolls. The bikies have been on top of this for years. But I had to dead set, like, flap it. Pockets, the extra buttons I'd sewn on.
Oh, my God. And you've been doing this with, like, your kids' school bags. That's the perfect crime.
Yeah, lunch boxes, everything. But, no, he got out and made me full-on go through all the sleeves.
Wow.
Everything before he took it and off he went for
drugs.
Wow,
that is amazing. And what a fantastic revelation.
I know.
92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Our Lord Mayor, Basil Zemplis.
Oh, Snoz.
Snoz!
He's been Snoz.
Yeah. You know, he has the second biggest nose in the world.
Really?
Mermit, we measured it one day. Yes. Mermit got him by 2 mil.
Oh, devastating.
Very close, wasn't it?
If you're going to have a gigantic schnoz, you want to at least be the biggest.
You've got to have the biggest.
Yeah.
There's no the red ribbon for big nose.
No, that's it. No, anyway. Second's the first loser, you know what I mean? So anyway, he's been a bit of a hero because he's just come out to say that he's going to continue free parking in Perth CBD until April of next year.
Right.
Now, in the 2023-2024 financial year, because of the free parking, they lost $5.1 million and $4.2 million respectively. So
is that just people getting boozed and Ubering home?
I guess so. And also, like,
I'll get that tomorrow.
I would never kind of drive into the city anyway. It's too hard to park in general. And, I mean, great to know you can go to Connie's till 5 a.m, leave your car there, get a kebab
and you're not
home.
Out every half an hour putting
that's
in
it.
The dollars.
That's it. But if you're losing so much money, like, why would you? I mean, most people, do you just Uber into the city?
The assumption would be you drive in, they lose $5 million, but you're going to spend $200 on food and drinks for the night.
Yes. Yeah.
Hence, the city's in front. But I'm a tight ass.
Yeah.
So I'm there for the bread and water.
Yeah.
And I'm miles in front before I get back in the car.
It screams a little like popularity contest, you know, when you're like in year seven and you're going for house captain and you're like.
Were you a house captain in it, by the way?
I was, of course.
Of course
yeah.
she was. What do you expect?
Champion.
Come on.
But so many kids would be like, get up there and say, I promise that if I'm ever house captain, the water fountains will be replaced with Coca-Cola. And everyone was like, wow.
Marie, you've done it.
You've done it. And it's like, I never once saw a Coca-Cola fountain in my life.
Absolutely no different to when an AFL captain campaigns, when you know the captain is retiring.
Yeah.
And I'm going to name Shuey and I'll name Shannon Hearn and I'll name the lot. Haven't spoken to a young player in their life, ever. Then all of a sudden, no, everyone's over there for dinner 3 nights a week. There's a queue 30 long of kids lining up. Shuey's hugging him and slapping him up. And
all for the photos.
On Instagram with the boys.
Got him in a headlock.
Out the front, there's a sign, vote one Luke Shuey. Yeah.
Got the touch? Download Tap Touch. What are you really gambling with?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Don't worry, it's just the end of another show with Embers and Katie. Triple M.